Hi, this is David Zahir again. Second podcast for Watchers. And this time I'd like to talk a bit about characters, the characters in Watchers, how they evolved, and how that really links into storytelling. It's an interesting thing to note how characters have kind of drifted in terms of Watchers, and how what that implies about the storytelling process. Part of that is how the characters who we find most compelling and are most easy to write for are the ones with the most conflict inherent within them, the most issues, which is one reason right from the get-go, Faith and Willow have got so many stories at the center of them, particularly Faith, because Willow was pretty much on her way to working out a lot of her issues, and a lot of them are worked out by now, by the fifth season, and as a result, there just aren't that many stories centered around her, at least not character-driven stories, more plot-driven ones. Character-driven or character-interlaced stories is what I sometimes call those stories that are where the character exploration and the plot are intertwined or interlaced. I think those are the best kinds of stories. Require characters that have unresolved issues, and you inch them towards resolution. You don't want to completely settle them, because first of all, that's unrealistic. Second of all, it closes the door rather than leaving it open. So over time, even to this moment, like I said, Faith is a deeply conflicted character because of what she's done, which is, on a very, very personal level, goes back longer. She's been hurt in many ways a lot more than Willow. She had more justification for doing things than Willow did. And so, she has a much stronger sense of awareness of really what she's done. And unlike Willow, she has not gone after a particular external belief system to give shape to all that. To some degree she has. She has become more religious, which is sort of the path that Willow has taken. Willow is to some degree a born-again Wiccan. Very much uses the Wicca faith as the structure around which she handles a lot of her issues, you know, trying to kill everyone on Earth, that kind of stuff. But Faith basically has to face all these things just with her own character, which is inherently more interesting. For one thing, it's a much more difficult thing to do. Likewise, as time has gone on, if you'll notice that Buffy, when she returned, she didn't have so many stories about her. Why? Because she settled a lot of stuff. You know, as far as the cookie dough was going, she's pretty close to baked. And it goes with other characters as well. Kennedy, we did so much with Watchers, precisely because we took the time to explore her and explore that strange sort of Peter Pan-esque quality she had from the very start. That there are certain parts of life she just doesn't really want to deal with. And we have given her wonderful stories by forcing her to deal with those stories, those issues. Things like being dumped. I don't think she's ever been dumped before. She's probably been the dumper, not the dumpee. The fact that having her best friend turn on her and beat her up. Being in a triangle, you know, cheating on someone. I don't think she's really been, because she wasn't. I don't think she's had a really full relationship before, but then she started cheating on Mia, in essence, with Caden. And then the problem is having really to chase Caden, who has her own set of issues with which you have to deal with. The business about magic, the business about trying to deal with herself as a leader, not just a equivalent of a drill sergeant. Kennedy kind of had fun with that, but she had more difficulty trying to actually make management decisions. And imagine, you know, when she did, she found herself with, of all people, agreeing increasingly with Rowena, whom at first she could not stand. Now they're pretty good friends. Rowena, one of the reasons that made her, I think, such an interesting character is because she is conflicted. The mere fact, you know, there's the external conflict that she is a fully trained watcher and she's dealing with, or for the most part, a bunch of what she must see, or at least initially, as amateurs. Coupled with, you know, her issues involving the sexual assault, the issues she has involving her family, and how and the expectations and hopes and disappointments involved in all that. Her guilt over the loss of her own slayer and actually seeing the rest of the Watchers' Council killed right in front of her eyes. Those are all things that have been explored and dealt with in terms of Rowena. It's one of the reasons that she, I think, continues to be a popular character with so many. And even when not popular, at the very least, she's a compelling character. One of the things that I think has been a problem with Jeff, the character of Jeff, was that the conflict given him initially was one, the big conflict that they worked out with him, which made perfect sense, was his crush on Dawn. And the problem was that conflict put so many people wishing him to fail. And there's the problem. They just wanted him to get over it as soon as possible. They had not very little patience with that particular issue. So, you know, when I sort of took that character under my wing, I wanted to explore something else about him, you know, and I think that's worked well. But basically, his whole arc has been one of surviving and learning from what has happened. He's kind of, I think in some ways, he's akin to the biblical Job. That's how I think of Jeff in some ways, because he keeps losing things. And he just endures, and he knows worse things are going to happen because he's an oracle and a seer. And that is, that's no fun, to know things in the future. That sounds like it would be fun. No, I don't think it would be. Not at all. Likewise, I mean, you recall how Skye originally was a very, very dull character. She's a very nice person. I mean, you'd love to know her in real life. But as a character in a story, she's rather dull, you know. You don't want to live next to the Macbeths, but you do want to watch them. You want to watch their life story rather than the Smiths. They're perfectly lovely people who don't have anything interesting happen to them. Skye, on the other hand, just took off once she became a vampire and became super snarky. That was just loads of fun. Likewise, you know, Dawn's character, I think, has never been more interesting than when she was trying to deal with Skye's undeath status. And likewise, it kind of was inevitable that Lorinda just took off. I'm reasonably certain no one planned to do anything more with Lorinda after just her initial introduction. But the simple fact of the matter is, she pressed so many buttons. She was such a vicious little minx that one is compelled to say, what's going on here? And when someone got around to writing a character outline of what she was all about, my lord, it came out interesting. Because you had to explain this strange little creature. And she just naturally lent herself to stories. So that's basically what the interesting sort of thing I found happened. That one of the reasons that, for example, we don't, our stories in the last season have dealt less and less with some of the mainstays, it's because they don't have conflict in them. Without conflict, there's no story. Willow and Rowena pretty much have a lot of their issues settled. So we are dealing more with Faith and giving Xander another sort of conflict. That in fact, that Lori has issues, one of the things that makes her interesting. Felix is not, we're not doing so much with him simply because there aren't that many issues to deal with for him. So, but that's, you know, that's my rant on that subject. And I hope it's been vaguely useful. Now we're again at the 10-minute mark. I'm holding myself to 10 minutes. And so I will talk to you later.